with SRN Sports. I'm George Williams. British Open Golf, round one completed with the most crowded leaderboard the tournament has seen since 1938. Five players from five different countries finished tied for the lead at 4 under par. Another four are one shot back at 3 under. Then another 11 are 2 shots back. So the story is very close competition as play resumes for the second round at Royal Portrush in Ireland. Shane Lowry won at this venue previously. He's among 12 golfers at 1 under par, and defending champion Xander Schauffele among 13 players at even par 71. Weather is a factor in the tournament as rain showers keep sweeping through. Wind gusts were from 15 to 25 miles per hour yesterday. The forecast says the winds will diminish, but the temperatures will remain through the weekend in the mid-60s. This is SRN Sports. On a golf and British Open related note, President Trump will be visiting Scotland next week in preparation for his official state visit to Britain next September. He owns 3 courses, including Turnberry, which is a past British Open venue. The last Open there was in 2009 before President Trump bought the facility. Stuart Sink outdueled an elder Tom Watson in a playoff. Watson had won there in 1977 in the famed Duel in the Sun with Jack Nicklaus. Nick Price and Greg Norman also won their Open titles on that same course. Major League Baseball has completed its 4-day All-Star break, including 2 days following Tuesday's game. So today begins the second half of the season with a full slate of weekend series, with the games beginning this afternoon at Wrigley Field, where the NL Central leading Cubs will host the Red Sox, hot on a 10-game winning streak before the All-Star break came along. WNBA is in its All-Star break with a 3-point contest tonight, and then the game tomorrow night at 8:30 Eastern Time. This is SRN Sports.